From Paradise to Pawpaw to Perry, this is the Michigan Talk Network.
Da, da, da. I was in Grand Rapids yesterday for a bit. At the studios of WJRW there, the Cumulus Complex. Brand new, by the way. All shiny and new is all the Cumulus operation in Grand Rapids. Looked great, by the way. Glad to be over there, WJRW. One of the original four, if you will. One of the original four stations of this program here 5 years ago. We've now grown to, 25? Stations we're on this morning, and glad to have you listening all across the great state of Michigan. Appreciate the support from all corners of the state. If you ever have a problem about listening to the program or whatever, drop us a note. You can do that anyway. If you go to stevegruber.com, you can always drop me a note. You can always drop me a note and say, here's what's going on in our part of the state. Hey, can you talk about this, Roy? Hey, where do I listen here? Hey, I'm looking for a new radio station. Hey, Gruber. Yeah, you can say anything. Yeah, you can say anything. It's in an email. I don't have to read it on the air. And if you send me something cool, I might read it on the air. So stevegruber.com, the place to go. Drop me a line and we'll talk about whatever's on your mind. Now, yesterday we started down this path, but I want to go down this path a little bit more in detail. And that is looking at the promises of Donald Trump on the campaign trail and how they've panned out so far in his administration. All right, I want to talk about that. It's with a backdrop of a lot of things going on, building the wall in California and so forth. They're pushing back on sanctuary cities, smaller communities and counties, saying we want nothing to do with your sanctuary mentality. It invites criminals and invites them to stay. And so the biggest promise for Donald Trump, build the wall. And I'm going to give him an incomplete on that because many details about the proposed wall along the southern border, including how it would be paid for and when and where it would be built, are still unanswered. But the administration has taken concrete steps to fulfill Trump's much-touted campaign promise. In August of 2017, Customs and Border Protection announced four vendors had been selected to design and build prototypes made of reinforced concrete, and four other vendors were selected to build prototypes made of non-concrete materials. All eight prototypes have been built and tested, but no decision has been announced. You saw that testing going on. Steps are going forward in that much maligned $1.3 trillion omnibus spending bill. There was also, $11.8 billion set aside to build the wall. And opponents would say, but Mexico's not paying for it. Well, so it is. But we need to invest in our own security as well. And the fact of the matter is, here it is again. You look at the left yelling about the embassy in Jerusalem. Oh, my God, 55 people are dead. Yeah, well, if they had gone to work that day or stayed home or looked out for their family, they wouldn't be dead, would they? You went and tried to attack the Israeli border and you got shot and killed. I'm sorry that that happened, but bad behavior has consequences. There was no secret in how Israel would respond. The IDF was serious and sober and to the point. But just like the wall that was, signed into law when? And the border protection was built in 2005 or 6, moving the embassy to Jerusalem in the mid-1990s. Now, Donald Trump actually moving forward with things that have already been signed into law. Second promise, ending Obamacare. Hasn't happened, but the mandate is dead. The mandate is dead, which is a big step toward the end of Obamacare, that's for sure. The travel ban, banning people coming here from countries that can't verify who their citizens are or where they've been or what's going on. It's on its way to the Supreme Court now. Because federal district judges in places like Hawaii and California stepped in over it again to block the president's initiative to protect this country from people coming here that were not well vetted, that we didn't know who they were, so we didn't have terrorist issues. The same thing they're facing all across Europe. And liberal judges who believe that it's their right to legislate from the bench have stepped in to create problems. The Supreme Court will side with the president when that comes due, and if they don't, then it's a post-constitutional America for sure. Deporting undocumented immigrants, Donald Trump doing it at a rate probably fairly similar to what Barack Obama did, although another 300,000 Haitians and others from the Dominican Republic and elsewhere in the Caribbean will be headed home soon because their temporary status has run out. He also wants to bring DACA to an end. Again, another federal district judge saying you can't do that. So let me get this straight. An executive order from President Barack Obama has the weight of actual legislation in that judge's mind, apparently. Another promise, defeat ISIS. Yes, this has happened. And remember when Barack Obama said it was a generational problem. It's not. It's a problem that has to be taken straight on and faced, and you have to trust your generals. Well, Donald Trump did. The U.S. coalition has dealt pretty much a death blow to ISIS in 2017, freeing 40,000 square miles of land once controlled by the radical group. Another big step forward, conservative Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch on the bench now, along with many other conservative federal judges on the bench now. Part of what Donald Trump is, he is reshaping the courts. This is one of the things that really drives the left bananas. They hate the fact that Donald Trump is going to have an impact on federal courts for a long time to come because there are so many vacancies, and he's filling them. He's also suggesting strongly that they should go with a nuclear option so it would only take 51 votes to fill federal seats on the bench. I don't necessarily disagree. On tax cuts, he got that done. That's a yes. Creating jobs, unlike anybody before him, he's creating jobs. That's a yes. Scrapping the Iran deal. Yes, that happened. Paying for NATO or getting the partners of NATO to pay for the deal. Yes, that has happened. I mean, you go down this list of big promises and you figure out where we are and you see that this president has been very successful. I would say in his first 15, 16 months, he's gotten far more done than most would realize, because when you turn on your TV, all you hear about is Stormy Daniels and collusion and Bob Mueller and so forth. Meanwhile, there's a lot getting done. Your paycheck's getting bigger. The regulation's getting smaller. Jobs are everywhere. I sat with folks from MITA yesterday talking about jobs in Michigan, and there are good jobs everywhere. Sexy jobs, if you will. We'll talk about that not too long in the future. Yeah, there are, yeah, believe me, sexy jobs right here in Michigan. You might want one. No, not that kind of job. Clean up your act. Just a cool job. That's all I meant. What's wrong with you? Wipe that little grin off your face. Come on. Clean up your act, as my mother would say. My mother was here, she'd cuff you upside the head. And that's the way she ran her classroom, too. Nothing wrong with that either. 25. Get the look off your face. All right, then. 25 after, it's the Steve Gruber Show.